Hi, I'm Sophie Delamoff, a member of the team at Generation Rent. And in this podcast, I'm going to be speaking to Nikki Nixon, who's the head of external communications at the Electoral Commission. And we're going to be talking today about how you can register to vote. The local elections on Thursday, the 5th of May, are really an important time for private renters because local councils can impact the conditions that private renters are living in, and they play a really critical role in enforcing renters' rights. So make sure you go out and vote. And welcome, Nikki.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So the first question I'd like to ask you is, what do voters need to know before they head to the polls?
So voters need to know that if they want to have their say on the 5th of May, they need to be registered. And there are registration deadlines. So in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, you need to be registered by midnight on Thursday, the 14th of April. In Scotland, you need to be registered by midnight on Monday, the 18th of April.
And how can you register to vote if you're a private renter? And what do you need to have to be able to register?
So registering to vote is really quick and easy. You can do it online at gov.uk/register-to-vote. You need your name, your address, your date of birth and your national insurance number. And you can find your national insurance number on a payslip or on your P60. It's important to say that if you've previously registered but your details have changed or you've moved house, you will need to register again. But if your details haven't changed since you last registered, you don't need to take any action.
That's great. And why should private renters and young voters think about registering to vote?
So as you said at the start, Sophie, local elections are really important in shaping the local services that we all receive. But we found that private renters, home movers and young people tend to be under-registered. So we want to encourage people, as I've said, to register by the deadline. Research that we carried out in 2019 showed that among people who've moved in the last year, 2 in 3 were not registered to vote. And the statistics are the same among young people. So a recent canvas in Northern Ireland where the register was updated, we found that only 57% of eligible voters under 20 were correctly registered. And this compares with 88% across other age ranges. So it's important that home movers and young people know that they can register.
Those are some crazy statistics. Thank you. And, you know, just from our side as well, you know, talking about local councils and as you as a private renter, councils are really responsible for serving and providing services to you as a renter. They're responsible for enforcing laws that ban landlords from letting out unsafe homes. And they also ban letting agents from ripping off renters. Some of our supporters are students. I heard that students could register at both their home address and their term time address. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. If you're a student, you can register at both addresses. In England and Wales, you can actually vote in local elections at both addresses as well, but only if they're in different local authority areas. So, for instance, if you live ordinarily in Leeds, but you go to university in Manchester, you can register at both addresses and you would actually be able to vote at both addresses. But I should say it is an offence to vote twice in the same local authority area, so definitely don't do that. The rules are slightly different. If you're in Scotland, you can register at both addresses, but you can't vote at both addresses.
That's really helpful to know. And can someone register to vote if they don't have a fixed address?
Yes, they can. The application process is slightly different, so you can't register online, but you can contact the Electoral Registration Services team at your local authority, and they can give you a form to fill in, and you just need to have a previous address.
And okay, so I'm a bit run off my feet this year. What happens if I miss the registration deadline? Can I still vote?
I'm afraid not. You absolutely must be registered before the deadline if you want to vote on the 5th of May.
Okay, so I'm all registered. What comes next? How do I actually cast my vote?
So there are 3 ways that people can cast their vote. You can go to a polling station in person and have your say that way. Or if you're not able to get to a polling station, you can vote by post, or you can ask somebody that you trust to vote on your behalf. We call this proxy voting. So if you want to vote by post or proxy, you will need to apply. In England, Wales and Scotland, the deadlines to apply for a postal vote is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 19th of April. And if you want to apply for a proxy vote, so if somebody to vote on your behalf, the deadline's 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 26th of April. In Northern Ireland, the deadline is slightly different. So if you're unable to go to a polling station, you do need to apply for a postal or proxy vote by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 12th of April.
And do I need to give a reason to vote by post or by proxy?
So in England, Wales and Scotland, you can apply for any reason if you're unable to go to the polling station. And I should say that if somebody were to become ill with COVID and you find out at the last minute that you're unable to get to the polling station because, for instance, you're isolating, there is an emergency proxy option for people who are self-isolating. You just need to apply for that before 5 p.m. on polling day.
So private renters listening, don't miss the opportunity to vote. There are many different ways that you can vote, by post, by proxy. What's the web address that people can go to if they want to apply by post?
So people need to go to electoralcommission.org.uk/voter, and there you'll be able to download a form to apply for your postal or proxy vote.
Finally, so many of us still like the experience of going to the polling station to vote. What do I need to take with me to the polling station? And what if I can't find the white card that I got sent in the post?
That's right. So when you register to vote, your local authority will send you out a polling card. You can take that with you to the polling station if you want to. It can speed things up, but you don't need to. So if you can't find it, don't worry. Your name will be on the register anyway. You might also want to take a pen or pencil to vote with, but again, you don't have to because there'll be plenty there for you. And just remember that polling stations are open from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m.
And how do I find out where to go to vote?
So the Electoral Commission has a postcode checker. So you can enter that postcode on our website and you can find out, for instance, what elections are happening in your area, the details of your electoral registration team at your local council. You'll also find their details of your polling station, but your polling station will be written on your polling card that you get through the post. And it's a really good idea to check that before you head out to vote, because sometimes polling stations do change.
That's really helpful. And what happens if I go to the polling station and they can't find my details on the register?
So if you are sure that you registered before the deadline, you should be on the register. If you're not, if you get there and there's a problem at the polling station, talk to the presiding officer. The presiding officer is the person who runs the polling station, and they'll be able to contact your local authority and talk to the electoral registration services team, and they'll be able to help you to vote.
That's all of the questions from me. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Nikki. It's been really useful. I've learned a lot and I can't wait to go out and vote. If people want to find out more about the work of the Electoral Commission, where should they go to get that information?
So the web address is electoralcommission.org.uk, and you'll find information there about our work, but also loads of information about voting as well.
That's great. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. And if you want to find out more about Generation Rent, then you can visit our website, www.generationrent.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at Gen Rent UK. And you can like us on Facebook by searching Generation Rent in the little search bar. And follow us on Instagram by searching for Generation Rent UK. So thanks once again for listening. I hope you'll listen to the next one. And thank you so much for Nikki Nixon, from the Electoral Commission, for being our first guest ever on our Generation Rent podcast. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.